Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. CopBlock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Darrell W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A rural Nevada sheriff's deputy, Lee Dove, is accused of stopping travelers on a lonely stretch of U.S. Interstate 80 and confiscating tens of thousands of dollars for the county without bringing charges, according to two federal lawsuits filed in U.S. District Court in Reno. Two men who were traveling alone through northern Nevada's high desert last year offer strikingly similar accounts of their stops by the same Humboldt County deputy near the town of Winnemucca, about 165 miles east of Reno. Neither search produced drugs or an arrest, but in one case, Deputy Lee Dove took a briefcase filled with $50,000, and in the other, he seized $13,800 and a handgun. Both men said they were told they'd be released with their vehicle only if they forfeited their cash. The lawsuits say the cash seizures are part of a pattern of stopping drivers for speeding as a pretext for drug bust, which violates the Constitution. They maintain Dove, Sheriff Ed Kilgore, Humboldt County, and its prosecutors condone the practice of seizing assets regardless of criminal prosecution. County officials were not shy in the past about discussing their cash seizures. The day after one of the men had his money taken, the sheriff issued a news release with a photograph of Dove pictured with a canine and $50,000 in cash seized after a traffic stop for speeding. The statement says, "This cash would have been used to purchase illegal drugs and will now benefit Humboldt County with training and equipment. Great job." The suit says Dove stopped the man on September 23rd for driving 78 miles per hour in a 75 mile per hour zone in what his lawyers described as a profile stop based on suspicion he was transporting drugs in a rental car picked up at the Denver airport. Dove wrote in his report, the man agreed to a search before opening the briefcase with $50,000 in cash. He denies that he consented. He told Dove he won the money at a casino on the way to visit his cousins in California, but Dove said he suspected the money was obtained illegally. Dove reportedly smelled marijuana, but did not find any. The man was given a warning for speeding, but was not cited. As a condition of release, he signed a property for safekeeping receipt, which indicated the money was abandoned or seized and not returnable. The lawsuit says he did so only because Dove threatened to seize his vehicle unless he, quote, got in his car, drove off, and forgot this ever happened. In other news, a former Grand Fork police officer charged with holding his handgun to the head of a party guest in his home was sentenced to 100 hours of community service. State District Judge Sonia Clapp also deferred imposition of Jace Prelip's sentence, meaning if he completes a year of probation, the charge will be taken off the books. Prelip originally faced a felony charge of terrorizing after a booze-soaked party in his home in August 2012 that would have put him in prison for at least 2 years. He was acquitted on that charge, but convicted of a minor misdemeanor of disorderly conduct. The incident happened after hours of drinking by Prelip and several other local law enforcement officers. His victim, at the time, was a University of North Dakota student, said he feared for his life but was afraid to say anything among the group of officers. Prelip argued at his trial in December that it clearly was a joke, the gun was not loaded, and nobody took it seriously as a threat, including the victim. Prelip quit shortly after the incident and is now working in the public school district. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Because all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.